This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A new Massachusetts plan to improve public education and evaluate the success of schools has passed a critical test. Late yesterday, the Federal Department of Education approved the state's plan. The changes are allowed under a new federal law designed to promote innovation and flexibility. WBUR's Max Larkin joins us to talk about the changes. Before we discuss the new state plan, what is the problem it's intended to solve?
For many years, schools have been judged mainly based on students' standardized test scores, and the goal now is to broaden the definition of what makes a good school.
So what's in the new Massachusetts plan that's supposed to do that?
Well, it resets what's called the accountability system we have here in Massachusetts. Right now, schools that do really well on standardized tests are scored level 1, and the ones in the bottom are rated level 4. Those are the ones that are at risk of being taken over by the state for what's called turnaround. Now, that system will sort of be put on pause for a year while schools relaunch under this new system. So one of the things they'll do is measure growth instead of proficiency.
Meaning growth of?
Growth meaning students' progress over time on test scores. So in other words, they won't be looking to see whether low-income students or English language learners are passing the test at the same rate as students in more affluent suburbs, say. They'll be watching to see if they're making progress over time. And moreover, districts will be rewarded for making progress on a broader array of measures. For instance, if they can reduce the number of students who are chronically absent or offer a robust arts curriculum, they'll get a little boost in the state ranking.
And that's what the Boston Public Schools have done lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the first plan submitted under the new federal education law that was passed by Barack Obama or under Barack Obama. Remind us what the law does.
Yeah, it's known as the Every Student Succeeds Act, or ESSA for short. It was passed back in 2015, and it was designed to soften some of the hard edges of its predecessor, the famous No Child Left Behind Act. Critics say that law created a sort of one-size-fits-all approach to public education, with too much control from Washington, too much emphasis on testing and proficiency. And it set up a system where every student had to do equally well. The new law gives states more autonomy in determining which students are thriving and which ones are falling behind. And it also loosens testing requirements. Here's then-President Barack Obama as he signed the law in 2015.
It helps states and districts reduce unnecessary standardized tests so that more teachers can spend time engaging in student learning, while at the same time making sure that parents and teachers have clear information on their children's academic performance.
So states still have to do rigorous tests of reading and math, but not as often. They have more latitude to experiment with different kinds of tests, and schools that are struggling have a little more time to turn things around.
So does that mean less MCAS testing in Massachusetts?
Not really. In a statement, the acting state education commissioner reaffirmed that standardized tests are still the, quote, foundation of our system here in Massachusetts. But there will be a change in emphasis. Instead of comparing schools based on how many of their students scored highly on the tests, the new plans will evaluate schools based on growth in the test scores.
So this is a pretty controversial area always. What are critics of this plan saying?
Many critics say the plan is actually still too fixated on test scores. Those scores, critics say, tell you a lot more about students' different socioeconomic backgrounds than they do about the quality of the school they go to. I spoke to Jack Schneider. He's an education historian at Holy Cross, and he wants to see an even more dramatic makeover of the way we evaluate schools.
Schools are good and bad, strong and weak at different things for different kids. And so this conversation needs to get far more nuanced.
Schneider is working with a consortium of Massachusetts districts that are experimenting with different ways to measure school quality. They're doing project-based tests that the teachers design themselves and surveying students about the quality of their schools. So he's not satisfied with the progress of the ESSA plan, but he and others speak of a shared hope here that at least now Massachusetts can have a conversation about what makes schools really work.
Thank you. Max Larkin, reporter for Edify, WBUR's education team. Thanks a lot, Max.
Thanks, Lisa.